Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, here to talk about movies and toys. Last week at the box office, your number one movie was Boo! A Madea Halloween with $28 million. Jack Reacher, Never Go Back was number two, $22.8 million. Ouija, Origin of Evil was number three at $14 million. The Accountant was number four at $13.6 million. And The Girl on the Train rounded out the top five at $7.1 million. New this week, Inferno, Before the Flood, Oasis, Supersonic, Gimme Danger, and others. I'd like to see Gimme Danger. It's an Iggy Pop documentary, but I'm pretty sure it's not playing anywhere near me at all. In the news, Star Trek Discovery loses Brian Fuller as its showrunner. So just to keep things straight, it was originally going to be out on some point in January. Now it's May. The showrunner left, and the cast has yet to be announced at all. So maybe it'll get delayed some more. I'm wondering what that means for licensed products, because as of yet, I haven't heard of a single thing. Director Tim Miller is out for Deadpool 2. Fans have started a petition to get Quentin Tarantino as a replacement for some reason. I like Deadpool, I like Quentin Tarantino, but I don't see it. Raven Simone is going to leave The View for a new That's So Raven spinoff. Ask your kids. J.J. Abrams has a movie called God Particle, which is shaping up to be a new Cloverfield movie. Chris O'Dowd is in it, and it's got astronauts. On sale Entertainment Earth. Select model kits and diecast vehicles are on sale for 50% off. These include, well, up to 50% off. We got Thunderbirds, we got Star Trek, Beverly Hills Cop, Kid Robot stuff, Disney's Frozen Magic 8-Ball, Bird of Prey model kit, Transformers Bumblebee model, more Thunderbirds, more Star Trek, Gremlins car. I didn't even know we had a Gremlins car. Von Franco model kit, so much more. You might want to check our website because we're putting up new offers all the time. And I don't even know what they are because people don't keep me in the loop. Well, or maybe I don't read those emails. Don't tell my boss. Anyway, check those out at entertainmentearth.com today. This promotion ends Tuesday, November 1st. In other news, the Power Rangers movie toys are up for pre-order. We've got a Power Morpher, a Red Ranger sword, and a T-Rex sword so far. New Hikari include a Batman Harley Quinn Noir Hikari vinyl figure. It's black and white. And we received our new exclusive Star Wars Astromech Droids 3¼-inch action figures. Free shipping, in stock now, subject to change on all of these things, so check our site for the offer. But there's six Astromech Droids you won't find anywhere else. If you're a droid fiend, and I'm a droid fiend, you might know that there's some at Disneyland and other theme parks. These droids, five of the six, have never been made as a collectible, period. One of which was previously made as an animated-style Astromech Droid, but it makes its movie-style debut here. I recommend it. It's in an R2-D2-style box, and we'll be talking about it very soon on the Toy of the Week podcast. We also put up a lot of new products from a variety of vendors, including Transformers Rescue Bots Minicons Waves 3 and 4. These include a lion, a bear, and a cheetah, to name a few. Good stuff. More is coming. Be here November 1st. Basically, be here on the 1st of every month because you're going to see something interesting added to the website at least for the next couple of months. 3 months for sure. I can guarantee that. Can't tell you what. Just saying, if you listen to a podcast like this one, there are going to be things of interest to you. And that's it. I will see you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at EntEarth. Check us out at entertainmentearth.com. Sign up for our newsletter. Order something. That's really what we want you to do. You can skip the newsletter, just buy a bunch of stuff. And we'll send you our newsletter then. You're going to get the newsletter is what I'm saying. See you next time.